Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're here for the Separation Agreement Workshop kickoff call, then you are in the right place because tonight we're welcoming you to our three-part virtual workshop to guide you through these critical steps in designing your separation agreement, identifying what needs to be in your document. And at this point, I'm also congratulating you because now you don't have to pay an expensive lawyer by the hour. My philosophy is, why pay over $300 an hour to do something that you can do yourself? So again, this is Jenna Moyer, and I want to say hello to everybody tonight. And before we get started on this call, I do want to do a quick sound check to make sure that you can hear me right now. Please press the number 5 on your phone so that I can see that you're able to hear me. Please press the number 5 on your phone that I can see you're able to hear me. Great. I think there's a couple people who don't have their hands up yet, but I suspect you're probably multitasking, finishing up dinner in the background. It's Friday. It's understandable. So first, I want to thank you for being flexible with continuing to today. We originally scheduled to have this call yesterday, but due to some last-minute enrollment delays, some people that were interested in attending weren't able to logistically work through their enrollment until today. So thanks so much for your patience. It works out okay because tonight isn't a substantive workshop call. Again, this is a kickoff call where we're basically welcoming you. We're getting you acclimated to the format that you can expect over the next 3 weeks to make sure you have access to the materials. We're going to be telling you how you can select your username and password in order to get into our online workspace forum. And I'll open it up for any last-minute questions before we go, but it's going to be a quick call tonight. It's just basically a welcome, and I wanted to introduce myself and my team to you. Now, to just briefly introduce myself for our new friends into the workshop, I am a transformative divorce lawyer based in Washington, D.C. area, and I split my attorney time in 3 different ways, which lends to this unique approach that you'll hear me speak about during our times together. First, of course, I spend my attorney time as a practicing attorney. I am actually the founding attorney at the Moyer Law Group, where we have 4 attorneys spread across our tri-state law practice in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, focusing on pre- and post-divorce family transition. So I will be speaking from my perspective as a practicing attorney and as somebody who's been on the front lines and in the trenches with divorcing families of all different backgrounds. The second hat that I wear is, of course, as the divorce support legal advisor that you know me from our group, our support group. And then the third hat that I wear, which you're really going to be hearing from during this workshop, is as a divorce strategist who really does focus an awful lot on innovative and creative ways to help you take control of your separation and divorce process. Innovative concepts like toolkits and systems and workshops just like this one to help empower you, put you in the driver's seat, give you control over the vehicle of your divorce so that you're not just a hostage in the back seat while some attorney drives you around against your will. So I wanted to explain those 3 hats that I'm wearing because they do have different shades of the process that I'll be bringing to your workshop. And for those of you who have kids, I want you to know I am also a mom. And what my son brings to this experience for me is a sensitivity and an increased awareness that the steps we're going to be taking together through this workshop aren't just about us. These steps are not just for husbands and wives to amicably wind down the marriage. It does that, but even more so, this is a vehicle for propelling your family forward together into a healthier co-parenting arrangement by minimizing hostility, by minimizing acrimony, by minimizing the fighting and the discord, and by maximizing your cooperation, maximizing your conversation, and giving you the tools to do this on your own. Because ultimately, the attorney's not going to be standing at your dining room table continuing conversations long after your divorce is done. Or rather, they shouldn't be. Unfortunately, sometimes that's the role that families ask the attorneys to play long after the divorce is done. But learning how to facilitate this healthier long-range dialogue can start now. And we do focus on giving you some tools to do that here in this workshop. I also wanted to explain briefly so that you could kind of focus in on why you're here. Why a separation agreement? Well, separations are a huge part of the marital process, and you're going to find that some of your peers who are in this group are here for different reasons, and that's okay. There's three different reasons why spouses get separated. Husbands and wives get separated, one, to get space while working on the marriage. I call it a productive separation, and it's very high impact, successful combination of counseling, marital counseling combined with legal strategy using this document. Statistically, 6 out of 10 separations do reconcile, so you're going to find that there are some friends in the workshop here with you who are getting their document in place because they are strategically insulating themselves from disasters and tragedy while they're still trying to work on the marriage. The second reason that folks are in this workshop is because some of you are actually living into a durable separation, a permanent separation. There's no intent to divorce. You're just looking to separate, but to stay within the marriage for religious or financial reasons. And then the third reason that folks are in this workshop is to segue towards divorce, to actually get divorced and to use this as a document that can save you tens of thousands of dollars of attorney's fees and shortcut your time in court because you're not asking the judge to play tiebreaker. You're actually trying to resolve some of these disputes out of court on your own on paper. That's the only way to settle your case out of court. Either you figure out how to resolve your disputes yourselves and commemorate it in writing, or the judge is forced to be your tiebreaker. So quite a few of you are here in the workshop in that third category of folks who want separation agreements because you are in the process of getting divorced and you realize that this is the most cost-effective, money-saving, stress-saving, time-saving method for you to go about that process. So it's important for you as you start to marinate into your upcoming modules to think about what is your motivation and why are you here so that you can help us keep track of your position so that we can help you the best way possible. So let's get started with this kickoff call and outline what you can expect from this workshop over the next 3 weeks. First, we have divided this workshop into three modules that will take place over 3 weeks. So I want to give you a roadmap of the upcoming modules and then have you get your calendar out and mark down the three coaching calls that are scheduled for each module. Each of the three modules will have an assignment and a coaching call. So you could consider there to be two components to each module. The assignment will be released on a Friday, like tonight. In fact, I'm going to have my team upload the module one assignment, because tonight is Friday, and it'll be up there on our workspace, which you will get access to, and it will be in a downloadable form. There will be an audio for you to push play and to listen to your instructions, and there's going to be PDF worksheets that you can download and begin doing your homework. You'll be able to do that at your own pace, at your own convenience, anytime over the next week. And then you can bring your question to the Thursday coaching call. Again, the assignments are posted a week ahead of the coaching call to give you time to get comfortable with the materials and get comfortable with your mission for that week, and to even take in a few preliminary action steps so that you kind of already know what your concerns and questions would be and what hurdles you're hitting, and you know this in time to bring those questions to the coaching call. Everyone will receive an email announcement reminding you that you now have access to the worksheets for that audio and the audio for that module. So you'll get to log in at your convenience and to work at your own pace. Again, that coaching call is your one opportunity to bring your burning questions to me each week. You get to have my personal firsthand expert input on this, so I can guide you through whatever challenges you're experiencing each week. So I highly recommend that you take advantage of the coaching call. And even if you can't attend the actual phone call, submit your audio, submit your question in advance of the audio so that I can read it onto the audio and contemplate your answer and give you a fully thought-out answer on the audio that you can listen to when you push play, because our coaching calls are recorded too. That's the best way to maximize your use of the workshop, even when you can't attend the actual calls. It's not necessary to attend the actual calls. Many folks have already told me in advance they won't be on any of the calls. It's just scheduling and travel and work obligations and childcare obligations, and that's okay. Maybe Thursday night is your night to be with the kids. That's okay. I'm putting it in an audio format for you. Even this call is being recorded so that we're able to catch up with the missed conversations throughout the week. Now, for these modules, these three modules are specifically designed to give you as much control over your process as possible. Let's start with Module 1. Instead of wasting money to have an attorney draft a 30-page proposal for you, which would just end up in the trash because there's no guarantee your spouse will even entertain the proposal, Module 1 is our diagnostic module that will help you to isolate and identify harmful or negative communication patterns and help you identify whether this agreement will even be possible for you. It may seem like a simple step, but it's the most important step since you'll be creating a foundation upon which to build your separation agreement going forward. Again, going back to what I said in our enrollment call, our Q&A call, the benefit of Module 1 is to overcome the presumption that your attorney is just going to draft up this 30-page proposal, shove it at the other side, and the other side says, I don't agree with anything in this. Screw you. And then they throw it in the trash, and then they put their boxing gloves on and dig in even deeper. There's a strategy. There's a lot of psychology we've put into this workshop for you. I've worked side by side with psychologists to make sure that there are some really important action steps and procedures put in place. They're subtle. You may not even notice them, and that's fine because that means your spouse probably won't notice them either. But the point is that there's a lot of science that went into putting some of these action steps in place in the particular way that we're doing them. So again, do listen to the instructional audios very carefully before you embark on any action steps with your worksheet, before you do anything to communicate with your spouse. So again, Module 1 is going to be your diagnostic where you'll be able to answer your burning question, will this even work for me? Module 2 is the diagramming module where you're going to then take your foundation that you have built upon in Module 1 and you're going to turn it into an outline with my assistance to be able to say definitively, if I have a separation agreement, this is what mine will look like. These are the topics that mine will contain. These are the conversation starters that I will be using to bring this up. And here's the terms that I feel comfortable discussing and broaching with the other side. Then you're going to take that module two. At the end of module two, you'll actually have a bullet point outline as a foundation for you to begin preparing for module three, because module three is a dialoguing module. Module three is dialoguing with your spouse, where we give you action steps and conversation starters to be able to, you know, pick up the reins and actually do some speaking on your own behalf, rather than have to have an attorney do some speaking for you. Technically, you could have an attorney speaking for you, but it's more cost effective and it's better for your long range dialogue and long range viable relationship, especially if you're co-parenting in the future. It's better if you can do this part yourself. But given the fact that there's a lot of instances when folks just can't dialogue by themselves, we do put in place to build out your team. Your dispute resolution team starts to pick up momentum in Module 3, and you begin to select team members to help you get through this dialogue. Perhaps that's a mediator. Perhaps that's a financial advisor. Perhaps it's a real estate advisor because you have marital property that's going to need to be sold. There could be a host of people who help you, but in the meantime, you're going to actively engage in an information gathering process in Module 3 to be able to knowledgeably and intentionally select the best team members for you. You'll be fully informed. Now, there is a bonus module. It's a little extra that I put in there for folks that have children. For you parents in the workshop, it is not part of your three-part module series, but it's a bonus module that I threw in just specifically for you if you have minor children. There's going to be a fourth module especially for you, and it'll appear after Module 1, and it'll appear for your convenience at any point in time during Module 2 or 3. And it's just for you to listen to some helpful suggestions on what to say to your kids, what not to say to your kids, and what are some thoughtful considerations on how to break the news to the kids that you're going to be separating. I want you to get out your calendar and mark down the dates and times of the coaching calls, because we're going to stick to them as much as possible. I understand that sometimes some delays or interference that occurs. I'm, in fact, going to be on travel during the second and third module, but I will have access to my phone, and I'll be continuing to do the calls from my travels. So if we can just go ahead and get the calendar out and mark down these upcoming coaching calls, we'll have a better shot of firming them in stone so that everybody can be there and present and accounted for who wants to be on the call live. And again, for those of you who can't be on the call live or don't want to be on the call live, you still have access to them by having the downloadable feature. And please do submit your questions in advance so that I can address them on the call. And if you don't want your name to be read, that's fine. You can make it an anonymous submission. Just tell me that if you're concerned about anonymity. Anyway, so for Module 1, that coaching call is going to be on June 13th, this upcoming Thursday, June 13th. Again, it'll be 7 p.m. Module 2 is going to be the following Thursday, June the 20th, again at 7 p.m. And then the third module is going to be the following Thursday after that. The last Thursday of June is going to be June 27th, again at 7 p.m. They're all going to begin at 7 p.m. And they're going to last anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how many people have questions, if anybody has questions, and how many people want coaching about how to overcome their process. Again, the instructional audio, which is really the meat of your process, those are going to be released on Friday, to be specific. Starting tonight, Friday the 7th, we're going to release Module 1 for you. You won't have access to Module 2 until the following week. And then you'll have access to Module 2 on Friday the 14th. You'll have access to Module 3 on Friday the 21st. They're all, of course, going to be in a downloadable format. You'll push play and listen to the audio on the website itself, but you'll be able to download the worksheets and the materials. Now, it's important that I mention as I'm talking about downloading the worksheets and materials, I want you to remember, starting tonight, when you begin getting access to download your Module 1 materials, it is extremely, extremely important. Please hear me now. You're not going to show your spouse these materials. You are never, ever, ever going to show your spouse these materials. In the past, when members of the workshop have made the mistake of showing their spouse these materials, it did nothing except distract and deter and detract away from the goals of the workshop. The spouse was more bent out of shape because their spouse had guidance and organized methods and coaching and brightly colored worksheets with columns that actually looked like there was something going on. And they said, well, what are you looking at? Well, I don't have those notes. Can I show my attorney those notes? What do you have? It became a huge issue. We've never intended for spouses to see these papers. These are actual strategic work products. And if anything goes sour for you in your negotiation, and if you end up in court trying to resolve some final disputes, these papers could be used against you because they're actually strategy. We want to make sure that they don't know these papers exist. We want to make sure that you don't accidentally show them to them and definitely don't intentionally show them to them. So I wanted to make that point. And I hope I've impressed upon you how important it is to not show your spouse these papers. How will you get these papers? You'll be able to access any of your materials, the audios and the workbook PDFs. You're going to be able to access them by going to www.separationcreationsystem.com. Again, it's www.separationcreationsystem.com. And for those of you who get stuck on the word separation, it is SEPARATION, separationcreationsystem.com. No hyphens, no underscores, no spaces. It's just one long word, separation creation system. And right now at this moment in time, you don't have access to get inside. It is a secure, encrypted, private portal. I will be emailing you tonight the link to select your username and password and gain entry so that you can begin working on Module 1. Okay, so that's all I wanted to do to introduce our process to you and kick off the workshop. I want to check to see if anybody has any questions. I can open up the phone lines, but of course, as always, just to remind you, just in case you have any specific questions for me, tonight I am wearing my divorce strategist hat, so please don't take what I say to be legal advice for what you should do. I'm just giving you my seasoned perspective on what you could do and my legal two cents based on, you know, my wanderings in and out of the courthouse with my clients. So with that, doesn't look like anybody has any questions tonight, which is nice because we've kept this to short of 30 minutes. Our kickoff calls are usually less than 30 minutes. So great to see that everybody has kept up with the introduction. I'm glad to know that nobody has any questions. If it turns out you do have any questions, you'll be able to post your questions for me inside the workspace. I'm going to be emailing you in about an hour with the link to access, to select your username, select your password, and get access to our inside workshop. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, enjoy your Friday night. Thank you for taking the time to be with me on the call. I really look forward to sharing in your journey, and I look forward to informing and empowering you for the next 3 weeks. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.